Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Murray again, stick down in the blue paint now, squares up in front of the keeper. Every time it goes to the dot, Murray turns away with a stick down looking for a deflection. Hellenius scores! Oh, baby, what a blast that was! For the first turn in overtime, and the Sabres win it.
There's your game winner, Dan Dunleavy on the call. Consta Hellenius with 12.6 seconds left in the overtime, giving the Sabres a 4-3 comeback victory. They finish the preseason with a win. And now the regular season begins Friday in Prague against the New Jersey Devils. And we'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Welcome to the Press Box. Brian Colesiel with you. Paul Hamilton's taken just one moment, but we get our final stats of the game. Brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the game, 42-21. A 2-1 ratio there in favor of Buffalo. Power plays, the Sabres 1 of 5. There's the game winner there as they get 4 goals in this one, including 2 late to force OT and win it. And that goal from Hellenius, the highlight you heard, that was our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. All right, Paul Hamilton, we bring you in here. And obviously the Sabres' top pick gets the game-winning goal here. That's, I know, something that for those fans in attendance tonight, they were, I'm sure, happy to see him come through.
Yeah, it was, you know, and the Sabres got the goaltender out before the delayed penalty and actually had a 4-on-3 for a little bit before the whistle was blown, but they were able to get that, and one of the Detroit defensemen got down and screened the goaltender, so he didn't see Hellenius' shot coming. And nice recovery by that line, because the first shift of the game, it was brutal. I mean, 15 seconds into the game, the Red Wings have a breakaway that Sandstrom stops. A few seconds later, they have a 2-on-1, get a layup goal, which Sandstrom has no chance on. But the line, all right, we had a bad shift.
Yeah.
You know, we gave up a goal. Now it is, okay, everybody's going to have a bad shift. What are you going to do about it? And I thought after that, they played very well as a line. Roseanne's on that line. Nuchev's on that line. They scored 2 goals along the way, you know, in the 4-3. So I really liked how that line recovered and played hard, even though they had a bad first shift that cost them a goal.
We talked about Graham Slaggart in the first, Paul, because he scored. Well, he ends up scoring again. So he's had a nice preseason.
Yeah, he's a guy. Somebody asked me about him, that he's an AHL signee by the Rochester Americans, a guy that can help with the leadership void that's going to be there because of the retirement of their captain, Michael Mersch, who retired today. Michael Mersch was an excellent captain and an excellent guy for the youngsters to learn from down there. And a lot of them talked about how much they did learn from him. So, you know, he's just one of those guys that's going to help build these youngsters and build them up along the way.
Paul Hamilton here with me, Brian Colesiel. Sabres victorious 4-3 over Detroit. Well, Paul, the team ends up, what, 5-1? 6-1. 6-1 in the preseason.
Between the two teams?
Between the two teams.
Yeah, 6-1.
Yeah. So that's pretty impressive. And if they got some goaltending in Columbus in the third the other night, they really could have been 7-0.
Yeah, I mean, that was an Amherst team against an NHL team, and they you would either go to called it even or said the Sabres were a little bit ahead.
Yeah.
And they were ahead after two periods, 2-1. Unfortunately, Sandstrom just couldn't make a save for them. And, you know, they wound up losing the game because of it. He let in five goals after Ratzlaff let in none in a little over 30 minutes of work. So that was their only loss. But I think the thing to take away from this, if you're a Sabre fan, in all seven games, whether it was this team or the NHL team, they played hard. How many times in the last, do you want to go back 13 years?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, have we heard, we didn't play hard enough, we didn't compete hard enough,
we didn't come ready to play.
We didn't come ready to play.
Yeah.
If we only had a better start in the first 2 months of the season, which is a topic to talk
about. If we only had a better start in the first period of a game.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and at least in the preseason and in practices, all I've seen is work and work and work and work. If we see that kind of work in the regular season and they buy in to what Lindy Ruff is selling as far as playing well defensively, which will lead to offense, this is, I don't want to say a playoff team because you don't know about injuries, but this is a team that absolutely can compete for the playoffs if that's the way they're going to play.
And also maybe a variable, Paul, that's tough for us to fully analyze is that we never saw NHL versus NHL. The three times we saw this, the NHL group, it was against AHL Pittsburgh, AHL Columbus, and then Red Bull Munich.
Which is worse than an
right.
AHL team.
And then the AHL groups here really, like you said, it. So you know, do we really know what the NHL club has against an NHL team? We didn't actually get to see that go head-to-head. However, well, what can translate is what you did say.
Right. Yeah. What we saw was hard work.
Yeah.
They can't help who they're playing.
Correct.
And but what we saw is hard work. They went out and just crushed these teams. Set, what was it, 7-1 or 6-7-3? Which was the three-goal
7-3 was the first 7-3, game.
7-3.
And then 6-1 the next night.
5-0. They just went out and crushed these teams,
right.
Which is
all they could do is dominate,
do.
Which is what you, yeah.
Right. And they dominated because of hard work. So, but the topics that I wanted to hit with you are overtime topics. Because of the power play, the penalty to Detroit came at 4:17. I think because you can just keep taking penalties. I think if that's the situation, what should happen is instead of only 43 seconds left in the period, I think 2 minutes should go up on the board.
Yeah.
And they should extend overtime to finish that power play. Also, I think if you're in the box, when overtime ends, you should not be available for a shootout. You're in the penalty box, so you should not be. So I think those are a couple of changes I think that would make the NHL better because – yeah, why not take a penalty? You're only going to be shorthanded. Now, it still didn't pay off because, yeah, you were shorthanded, and Buffalo wound up scoring in 31 seconds on the power play and winning the game. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think if you take a power play in the overtime and there's not 2 minutes left, you should have to kill that 2 minutes.
I agree. I also think that what if you have a smart coach somewhere on your staff, they will do what you just said. Is, well, the most we can have on the ice here is – or the most we can have is three, so let's just keep taking penalties, make sure they don't score, and eventually the time will run out.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's. I just would like to see it just tweaked a little bit. I think even the passing the puck back to your goaltender, which we saw tonight, they should outlaw that. You shouldn't be able to do that because it takes it wastes part of overtime. It takes off the pressure. You want to see pressure in overtime. You don't want teams to get out of it by – throwing it back to the goaltender. Now you can go change. And, you know, because if you see pressure and fatigue, that leads to mistakes and that leads to excitement.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, how the NFL takes away certain things you can and can't do defensively. You know, I think, you know, they've taken a lot of what defenses can do, so it opens up offense. I think that long pass back to your goaltender should be taken out of it, too.
If you're in your car leaving KeyBank Center, we appreciate you listening to us here on the Sabres Radio Network. Your drive home from the game brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile. All right, let's preview the next game. New Jersey, two in a row. Lindy Ruff against his old team here, Paul. I know, you know, we'll spend some time Friday on pregame at noon, the three of us chatting to get us fully ready for that game. And but as you think about the Devils, is that a team that the Sabres on paper should be better than?
As good, maybe. Yeah, because guys like Tage Thompson should be, I think, should be a 45-47 goal scorer. Mm-hmm. If Tage Thompson's better and they play better, yes. Because Lindy Ruff, even when he was with the Devils, used to talk to me about this, how close together that the two teams were. He goes, boy, your team is – he always called it my team, like I own it. He goes, your team is very similar to what we have here as far as young talent, the way they play. He goes, I like – you know, I knew Lindy Ruff liked this team long before he ever wanted to come coach it. You know, he always liked what the Sabres were doing here. So – yeah, I definitely think, and one thing I was this evening on Channel 2 when I was on with Adam Bonini for our show this evening, one of the things we talked about was you cannot have this horrible start. You just cannot do it. And Lindy Ruff talked about it the minute he got here, first press conference. We have to start better. This, in 13 years, how many times have we sat here at Thanksgiving? Well,
debating the standings,
it's
already
basically over.
Yeah.
It's not mathematically over, but it's basically over. Why? Not necessarily because there are too many points, because they got to leapfrog six teams.
Too many teams, yep.
And you can't leapfrog. You can't expect six teams to go in the tank on you to get so you can make it into the playoffs. And that hasn't happened for them. Almost happened the one year, but one team, five of the teams did, but the sixth team didn't, and he didn't make the playoffs. So it is just essential to get off to it. They cannot fritter away October and November and expect to make the playoffs. 2 points are just as important in October as they are in April, and they have to start winning those games and getting off to better starts. So we're sitting here talking at Thanksgiving going, well, the Sabres are only 2 points behind the Panthers in the standings, or the Sabres are only 2 points behind the Lightning in the standings, not, well, the Sabres are 8 points behind and they got to leapfrog six teams to get in the playoffs.
That's right. Paul, thank you very much. Great job covering training camp and preseason. We'll chat Friday on pregame at noon.
Okay.
All right, that'll be our time for our Steve Foley Law pregame show, noon Eastern, Friday on WGR and along the Sabres radio network. And then puck drop 1 o'clock. Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray will have the call for you. Sabres in Prague for two games against the New Jersey Devils as we open up the regular season. All right, 4-3 Sabres win it here. Before we go, let's check what's going on in the rest of the sports day. Our scoreboard brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. We'll start in the NFL. Two games going on right now. The Dolphins continuing to struggle without Tua at quarterback. They only have two field goals right now. Late third quarter, they trail the Tennessee Titans 16-6 with 3:41 to go in the third quarter. They're just starting the second half in Detroit. The Lions right now, three rushing touchdowns, two from Gibbs, one from Montgomery. They lead the Seattle Seahawks by a score of 21-7. Baseball, doubleheader today. The only games going on to get the last two wildcard spots in the National League. Mets clinch it firstly in the first game with an 8-7 win over the Braves, and then the Braves clinch their spot with a 3-0 win over the Mets in game two. So the Mets and the Braves are in with the last two wildcard spots. The Diamondbacks are out. And also sad news in baseball today, all-time hit leader Pete Rose passing away today at the age of 83. Our game, Sabres win it by a score of 4-3. Consta Hellenius gets the game winner. He, of course, had our goal of the game, but now it is time for our save of the game. And it's brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. We go back to this one, and we hear from the Sabres goaltender, Felix Sandstrom.
Picked up by Slager. He'll turn and play it up the wall near side. Wings keep it in. Cross ice pass for the one-timer, and a great stop sliding over by Felix Sandstrom.
Save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on your entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. All right, Brian Colziel here as on the post game, 4-3 the final. So the Sabres finished the preseason 6-1, but now that is all for naught. 0-0 officially the record here for the regular season, and the next game counts for real. And as Paul mentioned, will they get off to a good start? They play New Jersey for two games. Again, we'll have those games for you in Buffalo on WGR and along the Sabres radio network. Friday, pregame at 12. puck drop just after 1 with Dan and Rob on the call. And then on Saturday, it's a 10 a.m. game, so we'll have pregame at 9 a.m. Eastern. I'll be live in Prague. Looking forward to that. Pat Mullicaro, Paul Hamilton, also part of our coverage. So we're looking forward to previewing the season next week. Later this week on Friday. And, yes, then the Sabres will be back here the next time they play at KeyBank Center next Thursday night that's October 10th, for a meeting with the L.A. Kings. And that'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop for the home opener. And with that, we're going to say goodnight here from downtown Buffalo. I want to thank our crew, Tom Maddy, our engineer. Thank you, Tom, as always, for setting us up. TJ Luckman, our network producer. Pat Mullicaro, Paul Hamilton here with us as well. And for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colziole. Again, the final at overtime. Sabres finish off the preseason with an overtime win, 4-3 over the Red Wings. Thanks for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.